Parshas Noach, in the Medrash Tanchuma, there's a very big arichus about Torah Shebeksav and Torah Shebal Peh. And it's Omer Darsheni, what's the Shaykh of the Parshas Noach? So Rav Tzadik says, he bases it on a Medrash, that the Emes is the Mabul was a Zman of Shefa that was going to come down to the Olam. And the Emes it was supposed to be a Shefa of Torah, of Avodah, of Kabbalah HaTorah. There's a shaykhis between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, "Bishagom hu baser." Moshe min haTorah minayin, shenemar bishagom hu baser. At the end of Parshas Bereishis, there was supposed to be a Kabbalas haTorah al yedei Noach, but out the door wasn't zoiche. The shefa turned into a mabul. A person has to know how to use a shefa that comes on him. And if it uses the wrong way and it's not done correctly, it's coming from them a mabul. Aber be'emes, it was supposed to be a Kabbalah Satoira. Niftuchu arubais hashamayim b'chol mayomes atahoyim was supposed to come down a gevaldike shefa of Kabbalah Satoira. Migdal Bovel, also in the Parsha, was supposed to be Talmud Bavli. Mishom nispasheit l'chol ha'olam was supposed to be a spashtus of Torah Shebal Peh. It wasn't done the right way. It became Migdal Bovel. The Emes, there's a shaykhis, we said, between Moshe Rabbeinu and Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu later on, he says, Mecheini no misifracha, it's a remez on Mei Noach, ki Mei Noach zois li. That Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to do the tikkun, was supposed to be by Noach. And the Emes is, we know that the whole world comes from Noach. But who does Noach come from and who does his wives come from? Is there a shaykhis to Cain? The Emes is, there's a tzad that Cain b'chlal comes from the Nochash. This is Azad. Hanochash Hishiyani Va'ichel Kain is from the Nochash. So are we finished with him, or the Emes was still descendants from Kain? And the Emes is Hakoil Hevel. Everything is from Hevel. Because Hevel was Nizgalgal Nishmosoi into Sheis, and then into Noach, and then into Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Oisiois Nishoma. Hakoil Hevel. Everything is Be'emes from Hevel, and that's the direct Shaykhah from Hevel, Sheis, Noach, Moshe, Oisi Ois Neshama. That's what was supposed to be. Shteit Noach Ish Tzadik Tomim Hoye B'Deroisov. Pashtas Tzadik Tomim is one Torah. That Tmimis Deket Tzadik, but the Gemara in Avoy Dezora, that Hey says it's two different dinim, two different Toyarim, two different titles. Tzadik B'Maisov and Tomim B'Drochov. Explains the Meshech Chochma. Pshat, what does it mean Tzadik B'Maisov and Tomim B'Drochov? He says, beautiful, he says, Noach Be'emes lived in two doiris. Noach lived for a few hundred years in the Dor Lefnei Amabu. Then Noach lived again a few hundred years in the Dor La'achar Amabu. And he was at Tzadik Tomim B'doiroisov, Pirish. In the Dor before the Mabu, everyone was Gezel, Chomos. And Noach was Tzadik B'maisov. And he wasn't Nichshal in that, in Gezel, and the Nichshal of that Dor. In after the Mabul, Noach could have become to a big Balgaiva that the Emes, the whole world came from him. And Avdem Shteit, no, Tomim Bidrochov, Rashi says over there, Onov Ushval Ruach. In the Tzveita Dor, he blied Tomim Bidrochov. So he was Tzadik B'maisov in the Dor Lefnei Mabul. And Tomim Bidrochov in the Dor after the Mabul. And that's Tzadik Tomim B'doiroisov. And that's why later the Pasuk says, Ki Oyscha Ra'isi Tzadik B'doir Hazeh. So they say, Rashi says, Miksa Shvachi Lefonim. Zakti Meshech Chochma, no, it's Tzadik B'doir Hazeh, in the Doir before the Mabul. He was Tzadik. He was Tomim in the Doir after the Mabul. The Chasam Sofer writes different, that it's Oyschar Isi Tzadik and not Tzadik Tomim, because Noach wasn't a Tzadik Tomim in that Bechina, that he wasn't Matzal his Doir. That's the Yesh Darshim Lignai, that Noach wasn't Matzal his Doir. Noach was only Matzal on himself. He wasn't able to be Matzal the Doir. And what's Taka the Pshat in that? Noach wasn't Matzal on the Doir, as opposed to Avram that was Mala the whole door. So Be'emes Rashi says, Noyachoy etzorach sad letoimchoy. His esholikim is halach Noyach. Noyach needed a sad letoimchoy. Noyach needed help. Zokte chasam soy for a beautiful word. Be'emes they asked that we said by Sdoim Avram Avinu said that if there's going to be 10 tzaddikim, you're able to be matzal the door. And you're able to be mitzareif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So lechayri you have Noyach, the Ishtoy, Shloishes Bonov, Unishehem, Misushelach, and be mitzdarf HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the 10th. Zokte Chasam Sofer, Aber Noach had tzorach sad l'toymchay. Noach tzidkis wasn't alone. He needed the Rebbein Shloilam as a sad l'toymchay. So the Rebbein Shloilam was already oiling the cheshbon af Noach. You can't use the Rebbein Shloilam as the Asiri Kodesh because Noach had tzorach sad l'toymchay. He was ready, needed the sad l'toymchay to be in the cheshbon, and that's why you weren't able to be mitzareth Hakodesh Baruch Hu. Zok the Chasam Sofer. But the Emes says it's interesting. Rashi in the end of Bereishis says Noach didn't have children until 500 years. Rashi, Omer Rav Yudon, all the other people in his door used to give birth, have bloodless after 100 years. Why was Noach not having any children until 500 years? Zok Rashi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a cheshbon. If his children are going to be Rishoyim, so Bavoid Rishoyim, and then it's going to, anyways, they're going to go on the Mabul. They're going to be Tzadikim. Then Atriach Lasois Tevois Harbe. I'm going to have to make a lot of Tevois to save so many extra people. I'm going to need a lot of Tevois. Anyways, the table was a moifus. Why can't it be more moifus? You need a lot of tevis. Fregen the Mepharshim there in Rashi, the Sefsechom, the Mepharshim Rashi, you'll need a lot of tevis. If there's going to be more children, then for sure it's going to be a minion of 10, and then you're able to be matzel the door. Like by Sdoim, we saw 10 was able to be matzel. Why are you going to tevis harbe? Zok the Sefsechom and Punkfaker. By Sdoim, 10 people wasn't able to save the whole world. It was able to save the whole city. And that's good for the problem. Noach will have a few extra kids. We can fit them into one table. But then it's going to already be a minion. It will be matzah the whole ear. For that already, a ganze shtot. That already, a ganze shtot is going to need atriach olav lasois, tevois harbe, and he's going to have to use a lot of different tevois. Noach was not able to be matzah his door. The Shem Yishmuel explains the Nekuda that Noach, it says in the Zohar, is Shabbos. Vayonach, vayoyim ha-shvi, Noach is the bechin of Shabbos. And we know that the Shloisha Avos, the Hemshech of the Parashi is there's the Shloisha Avos. The Shloisha Avos is connected to Shalish Regalim. As I state in the Torah, and it's a Medrash, it's a Chazal. The Shloisha Avos is the Shalish Regalim. He says there's the Yesodis, the Kechilik between Shabbos, Noach, and the Shloisha Regalim. Shabbos is in Gansen Menutik from the 6 days of the week. Shabbos, you have to be Legamri Nisalu, there's no Oisal Nefesh. It's Legamri Menutik. And that was Noach. He had to be Menatik in Gansen, go into a Teva, not save the door. The Ovis is already the Bechin of Gimel Regolim, where there's a heter of Eichel Nefesh, the Yid, the Klal Yisrael, Mekadosh Yisrael, Vazmanim, are able to be Mala the Regolim, and that's the difference, that's the contrast of Noyach as opposed to the Shloisha Ovis, is a symbolism of Shabbos as opposed to the Shloisha Regolim. Now there's the Yesh Darshim Lignai, and the Yesh Darshim Lishvach, there's a Diak in Rashi, Rashi says Yesh Rabbi Seinu Darshim Lishvach, and by the Darshim Lignai, he doesn't call them Rabbi Seinu, Ashein and Diak, Abulamai says the Machloik Samirohim, and the Gemara Sanhedrin. If it's Darshan Lagnai or Darshan Mishvach. But Rashi says a Lashon, Lifi Doirei Hayat Tzadik. Ilu Hoya B'Doirei Shel Avram, Loi Hayat Nechshav L'Klum. So I heard of Pshat, but it's Loi Hayat Nechshav L'Klum. You know, because the Emes, a person is supposed to be a big onof. Ma'oid, ma'oid have a Shval Ruach. And ma'oid, ma'oid have a Shval Ruach. Ma'oid is Moshe, Avram, and David. Moshe says, V'nachnu Mo. Avram says, Ofer Ve'efer. David is Anoichi Toilaz V'Loish. That's Ma'oid, the Rosh Hashanah of Moshe, Avram, and David. Aber Noach lo yenechshav leklum. Klum is less than that. Klum. Gonished. But the emes is, in the tzelt, and I heard two neschoyes to the maise, shebeid the maise than an emes. In the tzelt, in the vardak, abochet great zacharum, when he comes and he great zacharum, and ich bin a gornished. That was the avoida. In the vardak, and now abochet came to yeshiva the first day, he's going around, and ich bin a gornished. So one of the elders came out, the older one of the older bachin, came to me and says, Bista ain't tog, bista shine a garnished. It's an arbet to become a garnished. It's a ganze seder avoid. The ash, the tog, bista a garnished. And the other nosach is, he said, Meile me, I'm a Talmud Chocham, and I know, and I can, my davening is davening. Ich bin zogen as ich bin a garnished. Oh, but du tage bista a garnished. He said, a garnished. But I'm zain ever zain a garnished. And ishkin kon zain a garnished. Loi hau ye nechshav leklum. I still brought down the Ntevas Noach, his Matzel Noach from the door. Very interesting Maisa. The Nochosh Hakadmoini, the Emes, was really, his name was Ches. Not Nochosh, just Ches. And the Eibishter made a Shmira to be able to be Matzel from it. And he put a nun and a shin and surrounded the nochash and turned it into nochash. And similarly, there's the sitra achra, samach mem, the Eibishter added an aleph lamed, samol, that's the name, as a shmira. Over in the door of the Mabel, they were poigim in that Shmira, and the Nochash Taka turned back into Ches, and the Samach Mem is Taka just Samach Mem, and that's Chomos. The whole door was Chomos. It was back to the Matzav of Chet. Noach, who's going into a Teva, has to be Nitzal from those Oisius. That was the Shmira, the Nun Shin Aleph Lamed, which is Shin is the Oiruch of the Teva, and Nun is the Roichiv of the Teva, and Aleph is the Amma Techalen Olamala, and the Lamed Amma of Koimosoi. And that was the Shmira of the Teva that took out from the Chomos the Ruah, Ra, Nochash in its original form, which is Chomos, and the Samach Mem in the original form, which is just Samach Mem, and that made a matzav of Chomos B'chol Ador. Noach's Shmira was the Oisius that Hashoymer on it, the Nun Shin Aleph Lamed. And this is brought down from the Magid Mikoshnis that he says that this Taka, a shame that's matzal a person from Erhurim Roim and from Ra, there's a shame that's Gimel Dalid and then Shin Nun Aleph Lamed. The Gimel is the Shloisha Koimus of the Teva, the Dalid is Noach Ubanav that are in the Teva, and then again Shin Nun Lamed Aleph is the Oirich, the Roich of the Koima, and the Lamala of the Teva. That was the Shmira, and that was the Teva. Sfasemish state that the teva is taka a teva, a vort, a davening, one word of tefila, a teva could be matzel from a mabel. Rav Hutner writes, there's a famous michta from Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner writes that there's two places in the Torah that the Torah Ba'arichas describes a binyan, and the tzura and the length and the height and the width and the whole tzura sabinyan by the teva. And it's Vetimol and Parshas Truma by the Mishkan. The Torah Barichas describes the Mishkan, the dimensions, and all the details of the Bniyas HaMishkan. So Zokra Putner Taka, there's two places in the Torah when you see about a Bniyah, a Binyan. He says you can learn it out also when you're making a Binyan of a Yeshiva. And you have to learn it as Taka Tzvei Dinim. On one hand, a Binyan is a Yeshiva, is a Tevas Noyach. Kipshuto, it's a Tevas Noyach. There's a marble outside. And the yeshiva is a tevas noyach. Efshir abocha filo vasalert nisht. Or besedo a tevas noyach. But that's not all what a yeshiva is. To realize that it's only a tevas noyach to be matzah. Which avada, it's that also. But if you think it's only that, then you miss the boat. Because it's also a mishkan. A mishkan for his alus, v'ruchnius, v'kirvas Hashem, korbonos. You have to know, Zokta, that it's not a tzvei dinim in the yeshiva. Oichet adin binyan teva. And taket that also, and also a binyan mishkan. The Kli Yoker writes over here that the inyan of the teva, everything is 15. It's because it stands for the yud and the hey. The mayim was chameshes re'ames gavru hamayim, and then it was vayigbru hamayim chamishimu ma'asiyoim, 150 days. The dimensions of the teva is 300 times 50 is 1500. Everything is the yud and the hey, which is the two olamos. And Noach was matzil from this matzav of the churban that's happening, and that's the tzura of how it's saving the world, what's left of it, with that yud and the hay. He has a whole riches about that. The Eibush tells Noach to build a teva, and there's a haftocha here. He tells him that he's going to bring a marble, and then v'hakimoisi es brisi itoch. The Eibush says maftiach a bris. What's this bris that the Eibush says maftiach? So Rashi learned it's going on the tkuf of the Mabel. The Eber says, Mafiach HaBris, that the Peiris aren't to be Mirkav. Because how is he going to survive during that year? So Rashi, Vakimoisi is Bris Itoch in the Teva. In the Teva, during the Mabel, that there won't be Peiris Nirkavim, and the Anshi Ador won't kill him. So Rashi learns, Hakimoisi is Bris is during the Mabel. The Sforna learns, it's going on after the Mabel. The Eber says, already telling him in advance, after the Mabel, there's going to be a new Matzah, we're going to start again, and I'm Mafiach you a Bris. But I heard a different shot. Hakimoisi's Bris Itoch is going on before the Mabel. There's 120 years, right? The pasuk says at the end of Bereishis, Pashup Shad, Vahoyu Yom of Meir Ve'esrim is going on the 120 years till the Mabel. The Eibush is giving a warning. V'shagam Avoser, Vahoyu Yom of Meir Ve'esrim. Avad, it also means people only lived 120, but it means the 120 years of this Kufa. Now Noach, like we mentioned before already, Hayetzorach Sad L'Toimcha, it wasn't Pashut his Madrega. Now, Basher Hushom, if there would be a Mabel right now, he's roy to be saved. But there's going to be Oiske Shlept another 120 years. Who says he's going to be Oymed B'Madrigosai? There's a Matzav of the door of Chomas. The Eivishter is Mavtiachim V'Hakimoisi as Brisi Itach. That's the Noyach HaYitzorach Sad L'Toymcha. The Eivishter said, I'm Taka going to be a Sad L'Toymcha, a Brisi Itach, that you're going to be blind. I heard a Shar Fanus, he took away his Bechira. He's going to keep you, he made a bris with him. You're going to blind on your Madrega. You're not going to Dorchfal during the 120 years. You'll be able to go into the table. You're going to be able to be nitzel from the Mabel. So Noach, the Ishtoi, Ubonav, and Shei Bonav are going into the Teva. Interesting, the Cheshbin, it looks like it's a riftig Cheshbin, Margul Bapuma the Inshi, that Mesushelach is the longest living person, that the longest lifespan. But the MS is Lechoyre, it's a Pashta Cheshbin, Nama Eshes Noach lived quite a lot longer than Mesushelach, and the Cheshbin Geit Azoi. We know that Noach's father was Lemech. His wife Naama's father was also Lemech. From today, Lemech is Gevorin the ganze Welt. Because it says there was a Lemech from Cain. There was a Lemech from Cain that he had a son, Tuval Cain. And Achois Tuval Cain, Naama. Rashi says, Zu Eishes Noach. So Naama, Bas Lemech, Achois Tuval Cain, is Naama Eishes Noach. Rashi in Bereshit says that after Lemech had these children, Tuval Cain and Naama, his noshim were poirish from him. Right? And he was misloinein. Vayomer Lemech noshav shman koili hazein imrosi ki isharakti lefitzi v'yel lechavrosi. It wasn't my fault, I killed him b'shoigit. But Lemech's his noshim were poirish from him. He went to complain to Adam Arishin. And it says in Rashi there that they told him, oh, you're complaining, you also were poirish m'ishtachav. Already 130 years. And then he went back, because of that complaint, Yitaka went back and it was Moilut Chase, which he spoke about before. Lefi the Cheshbon comes to us that Naama Eishes Noach was born before 130 years of the Bria. Lefi the Cheshbon is, she's about 1500 years old, and a lot longer than Mesushelach. Duxach, that's the, it's a Cheshbon. The Dora Mabel was close from Dor of Adam Arishoy. What's Taked Pshat that the whole Dor went Chorev? So first of all, there's a fascinating Zach. There's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Asora Doris me Adam ad Noach. Lo idia kama erech apayim lefonov. Shekola Doris hayu machisun uboi ma chehevi aleim esmei amav. There's 10 Doris from Adam to Noach to see how much erech apayim the Rabbi Nishlam has. Zok the Bar Tanura. What does this Mishnah mean? La'idia kama erech apayim? Zok the Bar Tanura, l'choyro, we're in Golas for so long, a person would think, like, mi'ayishzayin already from the Golas, when's the Eivish Tefani going to be poirei achoyvoy to the Umay So'ilam from this Golas? Zok the Mishnah, zok the Bar Tanura. Don't worry, la'idia kama erech apayim lefonav. You see how long it was in the time from Adam Rishon until the Mabel, that the Eivish there, and at the end he was poirei achoyvoy. So Zok the Bar Tanura, that Kufa from Adam to Noach, that's longer than our Golas. So don't worry, the Eibush is already going to be also Perea Choyva. As I have shriven the Bar Tanura 500, 600 years ago. Or behind Mizen Shein Noftem. Mizen Shein Noftem. The Bar Tanura is saying that the Mishnah is being Mephias. Don't worry, that Kufa and the Tulda Noach, the Eibush was in the end Perea Choyva. Don't worry, in the end it will come the. And he says that that's even longer than our Golas. Thus is Demos. Okay, yes, it's shining off. Yes, it's shining off. The Vart for the Gula. Yes, it's shining off. The idea came Erech Apayim to Santa Mais. The Pasuk says about the Mabel. Koil asher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apov, mikol asher b'charova meisu. Talk to Gemara in Zvachim. Kansas Sugi in Zvachim there about the Mabel. Kuf Yud Gimel. There's a few blot over there. Omer Rav Chisda le'nigzer gzeira al dogim shebiyam. It says becherova meisu, not dogim shebiyam. What's the pshat? So it's a muskul rishon because it's the marble is water. You know the dogim are living in the water anyways. But lechayer it was roischin, it was boiling water. Lechayer that's not a reason the dogim should be nitzel. The pshat is because the dogim weren't hishchisu darkam. Dogim aren't mishane, and that's why they have a schus. Lefizeh I saw a friend want to say this yosef that. There are other chayas in the yam. There are behemoths and chayas in the yam also. They did die. Maybe they're a min chay. And that could be as, yeah, when shchisu darkam. The dogim weren't the shchisu darkam. So the dogim didn't die in the marble. Now, I had an interesting ga'ara. The Ramban in Bereshis writes that Adam Arishan was not given a heter to eat basar. And Adam Arishan was given 6 minutes, mitzvahs, but the emes Adam Arishan was not able to eat basar at all. By Noach, it was given a din of Avram and Achai, and Noach was given a heter to eat basar just as a din of Avram and Achai. Zokter Ramban, what's the types that Noach has a right to eat basar and Adam not? Zokter, because the animals owe it to Noach. Noach saved them. And the fact that Noach saved them, so that gives him the schus that he could have his mezoinus from them, because they owe their whole chiyus to them. So I had a ha'ara, so what's the heter to eat dogim? The heter to eat basar is because they would die in the mabul. What's the heter to eat dogim? As I asked your friend, but we don't say the teretz is pasha. Avada, the dogim didn't die in the mabul, there wasn't a need to bring them into the teva, they didn't die in the mabul, and they died the hemshech from before. Lo yitzuyer, Noach wasn't going to be saved. And the Abishtha was talking going to bring Vayisatze in Gansen, Korban of Tevel. He would have left an aquarium over here. Is Avada, they weren't necessary to go into the Teva over both the Matzav of the Mabul, then on a Noach Oichin, is Avada on Dogim Oichin. So Avada, the Dogim also owe their Chiyas to Noach. Dusach, it's a Glatte Pshach. Vayishor Ach Noach is a Murdik Maisel, the Imri Emes. The Imri Emes lost most of his mishpacha. A lot of the mishpacha in the Churban of the Holocaust, and he came to Eretz Yisrael. And from a Kreis Achelik of the mishpacha, there was one anacle that was left, Noach Yoskovitz. And when he met him, this anacle finally came out of the Tophet, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he told him, Ah, Vayishor Ach Noach. And then right away he said, Gay learn a bismedish, if I felt Asaf Yaron from learning, Glyph, Gay learn. This was left by Yishor Ach Noach. Noach, at the end of the Mabul, wants to send out the Yoino and the Oirev. I saw that the Netziv asks Akasha, what was the heter for Noach to send out? It was a tzivui that Noach should bribe in the Teva. Told the Rabbanu Shloim sends him to go out. What's the heter to send out the Oirev? These are part of the Minim that was sent in. The Shnayim Shnayim, Bo Al Noach, or the Shiva Shiva, whatever it was. Oh, but what's the heter to send out the Yoina, the Oirev, the Netziv, in Hemek Dover? He says a fascinating Chiddush. He says the Yoina and the Oirev that Noach sent out was not from the Minim that Noach had come in to save. This was his pet. He had a pet bird. It says, Noach of Bnei Beisag, the Beisag went in. This is, yeah, under then. He said, people have the Shashua, they have a. So he had an Oirev and a Yoina. It was extra. It wasn't from the. It wasn't from the Chesed. From the Chesed, well, then it's the Reis Kishin. It's like the Netziv. V'loi motza ha-yoyna ma-noyach l'kaf raglo, yoyna motza voy ma-noyach. The yoyna is Mesamal Shabbos. We said before, noyach is Mesamal Shabbos. It's brought down in the Siddur Ayayvitz that the same Mesambakian is Mesamal on Shabbos. We know it doesn't go on Shabbos. A yoyna also. A yoyna doesn't koit the peiris. It's not, you know, it's not Mechal Shabbos. As I break the Ayayvitz, the Santa Zach, ich weiß nicht, ich habe gefragt, der Talmud Chachamay, the Meisam Mechal Yam Nishtazoy, he said, who told you? Efter Nishtazoy. I heard this kasha once. It's and the mitzvah is nishta zay. So after the pshat is so, it's nishta from a yoyna. And especially we say when people are not shomer, we saw the hishchitzu darkim. It affected even on the chayis voifus. So the targeted klal is a yoyna is nish machal shabbos. Yeah, that's true. Vayedaber elikim el noyach leimor tsei min ha-teva. Sefrek tzach ha-shayla vayedaber elikim el noyach leikim is midas ha-din. We finish now with the mabul, the Eibush descending in Baal. Vayedaber elikim el noyach. Pshat is, elikim is gematria ha-teva. 86, it's gematria ha-teva. Bereshis bore elikim, the Netziv Barichus writes in the beginning of Bereshis, on the Erster Pasuk of Bereshis. Bereshis bore elikim, that the Rabbi Nishlele made a mitzias of teva. That was din. We're now spelling a vek back. The Abish is saying, there was a mabul, we're starting again. It's again, Vayedaber Elikim. It's that Bereshis Bore Elikim, Hateva. The Emes says, if you look in Bereshis, it's a fascinating diak as you go through the psukim. The Ershta Perek is everything is Elikim. Vayas Elikim, Vayomer Elikim, Vayitan Elikim, Vayomer Elikim. Afterwards, it says, you know, the reason the Abish wanted to create the world with Midas Adin, but he saw the Olam is not safe for the sky. You start Perek Beis, Vayichal Elikim, Vayivarach Elikim. Then it starts again. Eila tovas Hashemayim ba'aretz. Dozens of times, everything is Hashem alikim. V'yayim asayis Hashem alikim, v'yayim Hashem alikim, v'yas Hashem alikim, v'yitzar Hashem alikim, v'yikra Hashem alikim, v'yivan Hashem alikim. Shittuf of midas and din midas arachim. You continue v'yayim into Parshas Bereishis. Dal perkei. Everything is Hashem. V'yar Hashem, v'yayim Hashem, v'yitzar Hashem. This was the Seder Advarma. It was din, shit for the rachem, and eventually it's only rachem. Over here, noch the mabul, shtol the bet nochem all, it's vayidabrali, kim, el noyach, same in a table. It says, noyach, what karbon is them, it's the sugi and zvachim, talks a lot about bama and all kind of vinyonim, it brings out from over here, over interesting ha'ara, in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it says that which karbonis did Adam, did noyach bring? He brought a shor, a keves, a tor, and a ben yoina. That's so interesting. Or a ben yoina has to be less than 1 year old. Where did he have a ben yoina from? It's a year later after the mabul. Where did he get a ben yoina from? That's with toich shana. And leishim shubateva, the oifus also. Where is there a ben yoina that is able to be makar b'korban? Santa Ora, doesn't listen. There's a whole parsha over here of Avram and Achai. The Avram tells him, Taka, like we spoke, you have a head to eat basar. But there's an Isser of Avram and Achai. Avram and Achai is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Of course, it's also an Isser to Klal Yisrael, Avram and Achai. The Gemara in Psochim, Daf Chof Beis, has a Shiloh in the Dinam of Avram and Achai. Over there, the Gemara says, there's a Sugya of Chizkir of Rabavo. The Gemara has a tzad that any time it says in the Isser in the Torah, La Yoicha, La Yisoichlu, it always means Isser Achila and Isser Hanoch. Whenever the Torah says, La Yoicha, La Yisoichlu, it always means Isser Hanoch also. Until you find the Makar Nishtazah. And there's a whole 2.5 blad that the Gemara systematically goes through the various Yisurim, Orla, Chodosh, Dam, Evi Menachai, Shara Niskal, Chometz, it goes through all the different Yisurim and analyzes each one. That the starting point is that Bemis is Asr Banos. Now you have to bring him a Karnish to them. And as the Gemara goes through each one, it's Vahari Nozir, Vahari Chodosh, Vahari, and it asks, Vahari Evi Menachai, it says La Yoichal, so maybe it should be Asr Banos. And frek the Gemara, we know Nishtazoi, because there's a brisa about giving an Avram and Achai to a Benoyach if it's Lifnei Iver, not Lifnei Iver, or Bezemin that the Etzem having Ano is not a problem, he's going to have Toivus Ano. So if the Gemara says, so you see, it's Mutter Bano. So the Gemara, you're right, it's different. Avram and Achai is Fukish to Dam, and Dam is Fukish to Mayim, it's Mutter Bano. It's an exception to the rule. Meaning everything, all Yisurah Echil is Asr Bano, except if it's an exception. Avram and Achai, among a dozen other ones, is an exception. Frek Rabbi Kivege, Murray the Rabbi Kivege. The Gemara that had a Havamina Durchra that Avram and Achai is Asr Bano. Not only be'achila, also ba'ano. No, there's the yofus and nishtazai. First, the raya from a braisa, and then yofus and nishtazai. Hokish ladam, dam, hokish lamayim, it's mutter ba'ano. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, if Avram and Achai is osir ba'ano, how are you ever going to use an animal? How are you ever going to plow? It's Avram and Achai. You're having hanof, and Avram and Achai. And an animal, Avram and Achai. How could there have been a halamina frek then? That Avram and Achai is mutter ba'ano, it is osir ba'ano, then you wouldn't be able to use animals. Bavon's Rabbi Kiveger. Who says you're allowed? Where does it say in the Torah you're allowed to use animals? So he starts making cheshbon. He said, there's a riot. It says, by Shara Niska, Umochru was a Shara Chai. You're going to sell it to pay back the Nizik. He says, yeah, it means you'll shecht it for me, then you'll sell it. Have you not? When it's Eivim Anachai. He said, it says, L'shachros v'shor v'chamor yachdo. You say, over a Shor l'chudei, yeah. After it's a Ben Pakua. I mean, it's not, maybe that pasuk's talking about a Ben Pakua. See, that's the Araya. It says that if you steal a shor v'seh, utvachayoy macharoy. If selling an animal is a lav of Avram and Achai, because you're having hanoh, so then when you're going to sell the animal, you're going to get malchus for Avram and Achai, then you wouldn't pay dollar the hay. Now, kol she'eni b'mechira, eni b'tficha. Because Azoy will tell me it's talking about a ben pakua. Yeah, but it's kol she'eni b'tficha, eni b'mechira. So it's not a ben pakua. And it says that Yechai is a mechira. So you see that there's a chi of dalat behay. Azoy machter rechesh. Then he has another eye. It says Shvisas behemta. Shvisas behemta and Shabbos. Vayis toys v'yoyim choyl. So again, you could say it's talking about a ben pakua. A kesey the Rabbi Kveger is open this point. Vu shtey, you're allowed to use an animal. That's our richas on Rabbi Kveger on Isra Noah of Eivim and Achai. Yavshpetu, the parasha Noach and then Vayikach Shem V'Yefes Esasimlo. So Rashi says Vayikhu. It doesn't say. It says Vayikach Malami Shem Misamitz B'Mitzvah Yoyser V'Yefes. Shem tried harder. He was more Misamitz, and therefore he was Zoyche Bonav L'Talish Tzitzis. And Yefes was Zoyche to Kvura. By Goy Gomogik he was Zoyche to Kvura. So I heard the Taich is. They were both zoichet to a kisui because they were machas to erves avim. So they were both zoichet to an inyan of kisui. Kvura is an inyan of kisui. And tzitzis talus is an inyan of kisui. Because they did kisui, they were zoichet to kisui. Or Bershem did it, misamitz yoyser. He did it levedikahait. mit Levedekain. So he was zeichet to a Levedekazach. My davening, my tal. Yebesat is getan toit in the gehet. He was zeichet to a kisek, toit in the gehet. Hakol kefi what they were doing. That's the taich, the shinui between Shem and Yefes. Haven't asked Torah. We mentioned this pasuk before. Ki mei noyach zois li, asher nishbati me'avor mei noyach, oyd ala oretz kein nishbati miktzoif alayach umigor boch. The pasuk is saying, Azoyvi ad Eibush that was nishba that he's not going to bring a mabul. He also was nishba that he's going to eventually take you out of Golus. That he was nishbati miktzoif alayach umigor boch. And then as we say in the Zmiris. On Shabbos we say it also. Ha'om asher no katzoyin to yizgar lefoktoi bris u'shvua leval yavar bom mikre ro, that he's not going to do bad things to them, he's going to take them out of the goals. Kasher nishbata al mei noyach. And that's this pasuk. But the pshat is more the kazach. Where was the Eibush to nishba by noyach? The Gemara says in Shavuos that a shvua, there's various lashonis for shvua. You say Hashem's name or you say shvua. Another way of making a shvua is you say lav lav. You say a double lashon of negative. Loy loy. That's a lashon of shvua, and the Gemara learns in that. What's the makar that loy loy is a shvua? Because who said loy loy is a shvua? You said loy loy. What's the right of saying loy loy double lashon is a shvua? The Gemara learns that from Noach, because by Noach the Eibushter was maftiach, and he says this double lashon when he says that he's not going to bring a mabul anymore. Lo yia oid mabul, and again lo yia. The Balti said twice that lo yia, there's not going to be a mabul. That's a lashon of shvua. The Eibush was Nishba. Now it's more that the Pasuk says in the end of the Toichacha. The Pasuk says at the end of the Toichacha, Ani Hashem, Loi Ma'astim, V'loi Ga'altim, L'chaloi Samhafa Brisi Ito. Loi Loi. How do you know Loi is a Shvur? Where does he say the Eibush was Nishba that isn't like that? Kasha Nishbati Al Meinoyach. Kasha Nishbati Al Meinoyach. Asher Nishbati Me'avor Meinoyach. The Pasuk, the Zemer. Azoivi by Noyach, we saw that Loi Loi is a Shvua, that's the makor that loy loy is a shvua. Kemoikein, the loy ma'astim, the loy ga'altim lachaloisom of the golus is also a loy loy, is a lashon of a shvua. And that's the pshat, there's a pasuk, it's in the after in Shabbos HaGodol. It says, Ani Hashem loy shanisi, va'atam b'nei Yisrael loy chilisem. The pshat is, Ani Hashem loy shanisi, I said loy twice, loy shanisi. There's various other pshatim in the pasuk. This malach, Ani Hashem loy shanisi, I said loy twice. And that's why Va'atam B'nei Yisrael Loi Chilisem. The Makar that's saying Loi Loi twice, Kasha Nishba Al Mei Noyach, will also be, Be'ezer Hashem, the Loi Ma'astam Loi Ga'altam. And like we mentioned earlier, the Moira de Gebar Tanura, that the Litain Erech Apayim, that the Dor Me'odam Ad Noyach, that you see how long the Eibushter eventually is going to be Pareya, so don't worry, because our goal is longer than that, it is not as long as what is then, yet the Shoynoch Dem Zalman Zaka Zoycha Zayn Taka, Kasha Nishba Al Mei Noyach, Zalzayn Zalzaycha. I don't know.